Flooding is a problem across Michiana. Roads are closed in Elkhart, St. Joseph, and Berrien counties. Some schools are closed for a flood day. The St. Joseph River in South Bend has passed historic flood levels, and so has the Elkhart River in Goshen. Goshen Mayor Jeremy Stutzman.
We're still seeing the water levels rise. The past record was 11.9 feet.
That flood was in 1982.
We're now at 12.37 feet. And it's expected to possibly go up past 13 feet yet. So we're watching the water levels closely.
So are the owners of low-lying property.
Tell me what you're doing right now.
We are sandbagging at the street department, along with a bunch of other folks from all parts of lower parts of the city.
That's Adam Sharp. In addition to living in a low part of the city, he's also a city council member. He was at the Goshen City Street Department bagging up sand to try to keep the water out of his house.
We're sort of uncertain because we're in new territory. It's going to be a foot and a half higher than it's ever been in history, so we don't know exactly where it's going to go. So we're just trying to prepare for the worst here.
He says the water hasn't gotten to his house yet, but he has been using his tractor to shuttle his neighbors back and forth across the river that is his road. As residents shovel sand into bags, Heather Tobias Heron pulls up. She says there'll be a trailer coming in shortly with about 100 filled bags on it. Heron is one of the owners of The Oasis in Linway Plaza. The bar has taken on water. At 8 a.m., it was in the parking lot. They came and filled the sandbags. When they got back to the bar, they couldn't get close enough to place them.
A couple of the guys were able to get in, and water was already through the kitchen and up to the bar and had creeped in. It's supposed to crest tomorrow and be the worst tomorrow, and then once it goes down to get in and see what our losses are.
Heron says they bought the bar in September and were planning renovations, but the flooding pushed their timeline forward. She says she still feels lucky.
I saw Goshen Fire taking the boats out to evacuate people out of their homes with boats. So I know the police and firemen here are doing everything they can for our community. So, I mean, we have lost a business, not our home.
In addition to water rescues, the city's water treatment plant has flooded. Stutzman says they've turned off the power to prevent fires, and that, coupled with the flooding, has impacted sewers.
Our sewer systems are maxed out, so we're doing our best to manage that as well. We're starting to see some backups in homes, but it hasn't been too bad yet.
Water in Goshen is still safe to drink. Stutzman says they're working on evacuations near Huron Street around Kroger. He says they're going through ahead of where they think the water will be to give people the chance to leave while it's still light out. The river is supposed to peak tonight. Then they'll have to start working on recovery. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.